Welcome back, friends, to episode 2 of The Partly Cloudy Show, where each episode in the show takes one step of building a mobile app and breaks it down so you can see how it's done. In the first episode, we showed off how to call an Azure function, whereas you can see with the app on the right, just goes out and hits a function and returns it into a label. Where what we want to get to, though, is something on the left, where we can actually see news articles being returned. So in this episode, that's what we're going to talk about, is actually hitting a service that returns news articles for us. And the way that we're going to get those news articles is through the Bing News Search API. So let's take a look at what the Bing News Search API looks like. The Bing News Search API is actually a Microsoft Cognitive Service. So Cognitive Services is more than just vision services, identifying things in a photo, or translating languages from one to another. There's a whole suite of search services in there as well. So we can search for things such as European football and get back a whole thing of JSON in there. Pretty neat. So the first thing that we need to do, though, is create the Bing search service for us so we can hit against it. And that's going to be done in the Azure portal. So I'm going to new up a brand new Azure Cloud Shell. And so what the Cloud Shell is going to do is that it's going to allow me to create the service using a bash script. And so I can do that through commands of the AZ, which invokes the Azure command line interface or the Azure CLI. And so what I'm going to do here is do AZ cognitive services account create. And then on the next line, and I'll make this a little bit bigger so we all can see, I'm going to tell what kind I want. Kind Bing.search dash V7. SKU is going to be F0 or the free layer. Dash L for location is going to be global. And then now I get down to the naming. So dash N, I'm going to call this partly newsy SE2 for episode 2. And then the last thing I have to specify, dash G, is my resource group. And resource groups are a lot like folders on an operating system. So it's going to be partly cloudy dash S1. So I hit enter, and as I go out and ask me if I agree to a bunch of terms and conditions, I hit yes, and then it goes ahead and creates it for me. So I'm looking at my resource group right now. I hit refresh, and here we go. There it is. So if I go and open it up, I can see that I have an overview page where I have an endpoint to go and hit it. And then also I have various keys to where I can go authenticate against it as well. Very neat. So let's try it. Let's actually go out and hit the Bing News Search API and see if we can get some data back from it. So I'm going to go about to my trusty application of Postman. And within that, I'm going to go into the authorization first. And so it's always going to be OCP-APIM-subscription key where I put my subscription key that I just created. And this is going to allow me to do my authentication. So I'm going to copy out that key, pop it into there, and where I always want to go to is the cognitive services, the one that I just had in my endpoint here, and it's going to be the news one, and the question mark Q means just give me my top news. So I'm going to send that off, and down here I get all the top news back. So there it is, all the top news that I have coming back from Cognitive Services. And you can see this is pretty verbose. There's a lot of information in here. So what I'd like to do, though, is not send all of that information back to my mobile application. I want to just make it really easy for my mobile app to have it. Have it in a custom object, if you will. And I also don't exactly want to have that API key in my mobile app either. I'd rather have that API key stored up in Azure in the Azure function. So make it a little bit safer. So what I'm going to do then is have my function that I created last time, my getTopNews, I'm going to actually have that call my Bing News Search API for me. All right. So one thing that we have a Microsoft Azure Cognitive Services Search News Search NuGet package. And that's going to hard code a bunch of types for me so I can call the News Search API without just having to issue a REST request against it. So I'm going to add that package into my functions app. So what I did, I went ahead and copied the .NET add from NuGet, and I'm going to paste that into my functions. And that's going to bring down the NuGet package and add it for me. Great. So the next thing I'm going to do then is delete everything I had in my Azure function, because I'm going to be creating it anew and having the function call out to the Bing News Search API. So what I'm going to do is add the function's endpoint and also the API key into the local settings.json file. This allows me to have it available to the function, but without having to worry about it being hard-coded anywhere. And then what I'm going to do when I eventually deploy the function up into Azure is put it in the app config settings in the function application config settings section. So I'm going to call the first one news search URL and the second one news search API key. So again, I'm going to jump out to go and get them. Here, get the endpoint, back that back in. And one of the things that you don't need when you use the new search SDK is the full URL. Just by going api.cognitive.microsoft.com gives you enough. It knows the rest. And then I'm going to go grab the key and pop that in there too. So back to my getTopNews. So there's a couple things that I need first in order to get it to register. First thing is I should add in my namespaces, azure.cognitiveservices.search.newsearch.models, and then also newsearch. This will make it easier for me to get at everything in a second. And then next is the credentials. And an API key service client credentials. And so what this does is that it allows me to authenticate. And the authentication is going to happen with environment.get environment variable. And it just happens to be the new search API key. And so the reason why I need this object is for the next step, and that's creating my new search client. So news client is equal to new search client, and it takes as an input parameter credentials. And I'm also going to set up the endpoint for it right away. Endpoint's equal to environment.get environment variable, and that's the other one I just set up here, new search URL. So again, to just explain what happened here is that my credentials, this is what allows me to authenticate to the Bing News Search client. And it's going to then create a News Search client, passing in those credentials, and then I'm setting up the endpoint. All fair enough. And so the next thing I want to do is actually request some news. So I'm going to say all the news is equal to await newsclient dot newsclient.news dot search async. And the query here, if I just want to get the top news, should just be an empty string. Great. And then all the news then has a value. And the value is just an ilist of news articles. So to get everything out, I should just do a for each around that. And of course, what I'm going to do, I want to return articles that I have in my partlynewsy.models. And I've gone ahead already, and I've added new more properties than what we had before. So here we can actually start displaying more information. So back into the function. I'm going to create an all articles, and it's going to be a new list of article. And actually, it's going to, because there is multiple, just for disambiguation, because there is an article also in the Bing Search News API. And then return new OK object result, all articles. All right, so that's what I'm doing here. This function now is calling out to the news client, search async, give me the top news because the query is empty. And then for all the articles that it gets back, I'm going to start populating and then return them. Cool. So all that's left is saying var article is equal to new partlynewsy.models.article. And then assuming I populate it, all articles that add article. There we go. So all that's left to do then is to populate it. And so article URL is equal to item dot URL. Article got category is equal to item dot category. Article dot date published is equal to a date time dot parse item dot date published. Featured image is a little bit interesting because it comes from the article dot image dot thumbnail dot content URL. Headline is actually the item dot name. News provider image URL is item dot provider. Now there could be many providers in here, so I'm just going to take the first one. And provider is the news source which it comes from. And again, it's going to be image.thumbnail.contentURL. And then news provider name is item.provider. Again, the first, and then .name. So that's my whole article that I'm going to be returning. Cool. Let's test this out. So I'm running my function locally again. And I'm going to go hit Postman. And this time, I'm going to do get top news. Everything is up and running. I send it over. And see, now I've actually gotten the top news in my article format. Wonderful. So now let's integrate that into our Xamarin application. So here's the Xamarin application, and since last time, I've changed something. If you remember, I had a button and a label. So now what I've added here is a list view. And in that list view, I've bound to the headline of the article. So what we're going to call is just going to call to that Azure function and then bind to the headline of the article. So what that means then, in my new service, I'm going to have to change a couple things. I'm going to want to have this iNews function API, which is my, if you remember, is my refit interface, which is going to take care of calling the Azure function. I'm going to want to change this to a list of articles now. Cool. And that means, of course, I'm going to want to return a list of articles from there is in addition. All right, so now we're getting somewhere. That's all I need to do on my new service to return a list of articles. And my main page, on appearing, what I'm doing is just calling get data and get data, calling up my new service. My new service has now a list of articles, and then in my, I'm calling it news list, the news list dot item source is equal to articles. And because articles has a headline property in it, that's going to just be bound to a text cell. Let's run it. All right, when it starts up, it'll automatically went out and had the on appearing, and our data popped up right away. Cool, so we hit the Azure function. The Azure function went out and hit Bing News Search API, and we brought down our data. So that's all there is to it. And one of the reasons, again, that we wanted to call that Azure function is to have the news API key for the cognitive service stored somewhere that wasn't in our app, and that's very important. And another reason is that we can actually shape the data of the return to make it fit our app exactly as we need it. The Bing Search API returned a lot of data. A lot of it's useful, some of it isn't. And so we wanted it to fit into our app just as it is. So great. So now we had part one of Partly Cloudy, set up the app structure and able to call an Azure function. Now part two, a little bit of the clouds into Partly Cloudy, where we set up a cognitive service to search Bing News and then bring back that news and changed our news service within our Xamarin app to handle that. So now in part three, we're going to change the app's look just a little bit to make it match what we're seeing in our final app by introducing Xamarin Forms Shell. So join me next time on the Partly Cloudy Show.